One voice giving God praise is beautiful, but thousands of us right now here in prayer together? Amazing. Thank you for being with us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise.
Psalm 76, Knowing God. How do we know God? Only by reference, by glimpse out of the corner of our eye.
Only by taking hints and making guesses and listening for the still, small voice.
The world trembles with the thrust of life. The glow of love sustains our days. Our foolish ways are redeemed, and we are turned back to justice and compassion.
Praise the God of my life.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
As I prayed with that verse, the word righteousness settled into my thoughts, and I found myself asking, am I a righteous person? When you research the meaning of righteousness, you might get a different description of its meaning, even among Christians. Well, no one appointed me an official apologist, so I'll stay away from that debate. Something I always do before I write a reflection on a verse of sacred scripture is to ponder the text for several verses before and after. These words of Jesus himself from the Sermon on the Mount fall at the very end of Matthew chapter 6. When you read the entire chapter, you're like, wow, there's a lot packed into this teaching. He teaches on almsgiving, prayer, and fasting, and our need to remain humble in it all. And he gives us the Lord's Prayer to help us in the endeavor. And it occurred to me that everything Jesus said on that day leads us to his righteousness. Again, he says that it is his righteousness, not ours. It seems that it's something to be bestowed when we live by his teachings. We do want to seek it, but I'm guessing you can't let anybody know when you become righteous. What would happen if I walked up to someone on the street and said, hey, look at me. I'm a righteous person. The reaction would be more along the lines of seeing me as self-righteous. So I suppose righteousness is something that remains self-contained in a humble heart. So I ask myself again, am I a righteous person? Only God could let me know. And if he does, I can't tell anyone. So where can I go to seek some righteousness? If righteousness can only be found by faith, what do I have the most faith in? The best place for me to find it is at the altar of my God. I lay down my human faults and burdens. I humble myself and take away a bit of what can only be bestowed upon me. He is raised above the altar, and the miracle of the consecration bestows that nurturing bread of life with all it contains. And I leave there with His righteousness to carry into the world. With great hope, others will want to know Him.
Together, let us pray the words that Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, thank you that we are a prayer family in Christ. Help us to share His love and legacy with everyone that we encounter this week. Father, we are blessed that we can live in your light and walk in your truth. Your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with us today. May the blessing of Almighty God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Have a beautiful day, everyone. See you tomorrow, and stay blessed.